11 girls in German prisoner of war, in Italian prisoner of war.
Did you?
Well, not every morning, but a lot of mornings at 9 o'clock, Clee Hill would blast the stone for the day.
Mm.
And if the Italians were out in the fields putting sugar beet or anything like that, immediately they would run to the hedge. Immediately the Germans know it. They kept working. All the Italians were scared stiff.
Okay.
They ran to the hedge straight away. Bomba, bomba!
They didn't want to be there, did they? In
no.
The war?
No.
No.
It
wasn't their scene at all. It wasn't their scene.
What were the Lang girls like?
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Very good, yeah. They really got stuck in, and you know, there was one or two that could even stick in and went back home, but the majority of them were brilliant. Mm. I'm still in touch with one now. She married a fireman and she's living down your country somewhere, South Wales.
Mm.
I met her about 3 years ago at my brother's place, because he's got a caravan site, and out of the blue she turned up there one day and asked him if he knew Peter. He said, well, he just happened to be my brother. So,
what did they do? Land girls?
They used to tackle anything, yeah. Yeah, they could drive tractors. They were trained, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
The one girl that was very efficient used to drive the van, the truck carrying the others around the farms, you know.
Yeah.
There's a place called Bircher Hall where they took over and billeted them all there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the prisoners of war used to come from Barrington Hall. They had some of them billeted there.
Mm. Wow.
And then, of course, for some considerable time, we had thousands and thousands of Americans that came in on their way to D-Day.
Mm.
Poor devils, half of them didn't arrive in France.
Mm.